Welcome to Open Ear Audio. This program is about Communication Workers of America Local 14177 and the experiences of its members at the New Era Cap Company's plant in Derby, New York. New Era was founded in Derby by the Cook family 80 years ago. In 1997, the workers at the Derby, New York plant affiliated with the CWA. Currently, Local 14177 is on strike. The AFL-CIO has approved a nationwide boycott of New Era products, and the CWA has filed charges with the National Labor Relations Board over New Era's failure to bargain in good faith. The Workers' Rights Consortium, an independent monitoring organization that works to ensure apparel bearing school logos is manufactured under the code of conduct adopted by member colleges and universities, will soon be releasing a report on their investigation into the New Era Cap Company. At the end of the program, you'll find contact information for the organizations involved in CWA Local 14177's struggle. In March of 2001, a delegation of six United Students Against Sweatshop affiliates visited New York to listen to workers and to gather information about working conditions in New Era facilities. In the next half an hour, you'll hear excerpts of conversations with members of Local 14177 and an attorney representing the union. CWA Local 14177 was formed after workers decided that their independent union wasn't sufficiently representing their interests. Before the affiliation with CWA, workers were threatened by the Cook family and New Era. Afterwards, they faced retaliation for exercising their rights. While standing outside of the Derby New Era plant, I spoke with Jane Howald, the president of CWA Local 14177.
My name is Jane Howald. I'm president of CWA Local 14177, representing workers at New Era Cap Company in Derby, New York.
Since we're piecework, it's all repetitive motion. Out of our officers, two of us have had surgeries, actual surgeries. I had a carpal tunnel bilateral, that means both hands. My hands completely went numb. We have a high incidence of that. Most people that do go out have surgery. We have carpal tunnel injuries. Our steward had a ruptured disc in her neck. She's going to be permanently disabled for the rest of her life with about 20% loss of strength in her arms and stuff. We have shoulder injuries. Our vice president had a rotator cuff tear injury, which is, you know, you see that in football players, not women that sew hats. The company started an ergonomics program in the last year or so, but will it help the people that have been here for 15, 20 years? I don't know, because once the body's injured, it's really hard to fix. Most of us walk around in pain. If the company lets you in, you'll see that they all have bandages on. They get wrapped up with ACE bandages to do their job. It's almost like it's the 1910s in there with the way they look. So hopefully the company will let you in. Ever since we affiliated, we've been constantly threatened with losing our jobs, constantly threatened with, because of the affiliation, we're going to pull out of here. And in the course of negotiating a contract, we haven't reached settlement yet. The company has stonewalled us. They've fired employees. They've disciplined employees. They've just not dealt with us in good faith, in my opinion. We have no pension plan. People with over 30 years will walk out without any money in their pocket. Unfortunately, probably be crippled because of the repetitive motion injury. Our medical, we pay for most of our medical. The company has not offered any substantial increases. We're piecework, which is almost barbaric in these days, but we're piecework. And what they want to do is institute an engineered study. And based on the study and our people, what we've done is looked at how much they do and how much they could do. It'll reduce their wages by anywhere from $3 to $6 to whatever. Almost 77% of the employees would lose money. When the average wage is $12 and you want to reduce it $3, you're down to below poverty with a family of four. So one guy's losing $5.28 an hour times 40 is over $200 a week. Some of these people could lose $16,000 in a year out of maybe a $28,000 income or a $30,000 income. So they're not guaranteed that the jobs will be here. They're not guaranteed that the jobs are going to stay. They're not even guaranteeing they're going to put work in here so those people could even do the numbers, which we approached at the bargaining table. We said in order for these people to do the numbers, you have to put a lot more work in, and they wouldn't guarantee even that. The company is starving us to death. They put in maybe 600 dozen one day, 100 dozen the next, and these people are sitting for a couple of hours at a time or up to an hour or whatever with no work to do, and they have to write on their sheet time out. When they do that, it reflects at the end of the week. Although you make $12 an hour, it only shows that you only did maybe a dollar's worth of product. So in the long run, it shows that you're not doing any product, and you're getting paid, so it looks like you're not efficient enough or whatever. But in October of last year, when New York Yankees were in the World Series, they put New York Yankees through our plant. We put out over 10,000 dozen in 1 week. And we were averaging around 2,500 a day. So if the product's in this plant, these people are produced, but this company's not doing that. So they're just making us look bad to use that as an excuse to pull out, when in fact, my opinion is they're doing it because of the union. We had four issues when we walked away from the bargaining table last, was the fact that they won't grandfather the senior employees if they've been here 30 years and can't do this new standard. The company's response is they're going to progressively discipline them. And in progressively discipline them means basically they're going to lose their jobs. And most of these people that they're targeting that can't do the standard have been long-term employees, have really supported the company, and actually didn't support the union. So here we are at a bargaining table fighting the hardest for the people that the company always used, in my opinion, to try to bust unions. And yet the company won't even bend at all on this. They won't. So there's four issues. It's grandfathering the senior employees, not to reduce our wages so drastically, not move the plant completely out of here, and to put work in here so the people can do the standard. I've been here 17 years. I've tried to organize with four different unions. Every time they'd stand up and say, we're a family-run shop. Don't bring in a union here. We'll take care of you. Well, you see how they're taking care of these people. They never did, in my opinion, to begin with. But as far as relationships, they're not worse. We work with the company. We work hand in hand. The only time we do fight with them is when there's a fight that's brought to us by our members, such as the blocking issue. A blocking is a department that the company put in new machinery and in the middle of a contract changed the rates of pay. Well, that's illegal, and we won the contract fight on that. But other than relations, we haven't had a grievance filed since a discharge of over a year ago, and then we subsequently dropped it based on our investigation. We work with the company on production meetings. We sit in every day. We work on transitional work program, which is the injured employees. So as far as working with them, we've brought ourselves up about five pegs by the education of CWA, but the company just adamantly does not like the fact that there's a union here. It was the independent union that the company used to work with doesn't belong here anymore, because they don't even meet with us. The cooks don't even sit at a bargaining table with us. They never have. And they send in a guy that was hired 6 months ago to work with us. So that's pretty bad. That's not committed to the community. He lives in Grand Island or something like that. So I'd really like this company to recognize us, that all we're here is just trying to get the respect of workers everywhere. You know, a fair, decent wage. We don't have a pension. I'm 42 years old. I'd like to get a pension before the end of this year from this company. They said it's out of the cards, although it's a multi-million-dollar company. I'd hope they'd treat us decent without the fear of constantly losing your job, the fear of trying to break this union all the time and just deal with us one-on-one, you know, respectfully.
Mark Pierce, an attorney representing CWA Local 14177, spoke with me about the legal battles the local has been forced to fight.
I'm Mark Pierce. I'm an attorney representing unions in the Buffalo area, and I represent the CWA, both the national as well as the local 14177 that represents the employees at New Era Cap in the Derby facility. I've been working with both unions dealing with the labor relations at New Era Cap for at least 3 years. With the Derby facility, we were successful in an arbitration before an arbitrator on the collective bargaining agreement, getting back wages to employees in the blocking department. The blocking department is the crew of individuals that shape the baseball caps that are made at New Era Cap. These blocking department employees were unilaterally subjected to a change in their wage structure contrary to the collective bargaining agreement, on the claim that there have been new innovations in the blocking equipment, therefore it justified the employer ignoring the collective bargaining agreement and changing their wage structure. Fortunately, we were able to persuade the arbitrator that that was unlawful and a contract violation. The result was approximately $20,000 in wages being reimbursed to these employees. The response of the company was vindictive. They unilaterally changed practices regarding timeouts given to employees in order to produce their product. They wrapped up machinery, deferred work, sent work down to their non-union facilities in Albany. They announced that they would no longer initiate certain product lines within the Derby facility, and they threatened to move a particular phase of the operation called cutting. The first stage of the structure of a baseball cap. They threatened to move that first phase out of that facility, which would essentially have been the death knell to that facility. What we did in response was to file charges with the National Labor Relations Board alleging these blatant unfair labor practices in retaliation for the union being successful at their grievance arbitration. The National Labor Relations Board found that the employer not only violated the National Labor Relations Act by unilaterally discontinuing certain practices, but they violated the act when the employer, within a week of the arbitration decision, decided to lay off for a half day the majority of the plant on the pretense that there was too much absenteeism. These matters currently had been settled during the course of the negotiations, and the issue of the layoff of these individuals for the half day is being placed before an arbitrator to determine the lawfulness of it. It has been a continual battle with this company, as if the company has not ever gotten used to the fact that the CWA is representing the employees, and they were going to be acting independent of the company's influence. It is regrettable, because what has happened is that the company continues through subtle efforts to try to undermine the CWA. CWA has been responsible for doing a lot of things that benefited the company's business. It has offered to provide opportunity for other unions to purchase caps made by New Era Cap, because New Era Cap, a union facility, is a facility that whose products that other unions would be desirous of. The company has rebuffed these offers. They had no interest in getting business from unions because they don't want to deal with unions. They went so far as to refuse to put union made in any of their caps because they didn't want to send that kind of message to the public. The present negotiations have been extremely frustrating. The union has been bargaining without any kind of benefits gained. They've been concession bargaining when there has been no economic reasons for them to have to do so, but the employer is seeking a lower and lower wage structure for these employees who currently are working below the wage standards in the Buffalo area. Their objective, I believe, is to bust the CWA, and it's regrettable that in the wake of this company's abuse of these employees, you're leaving people that are middle-aged who had devoted between 5 and 25 years of blood, sweat, and tears to this company, and abandoning them, leaving them with carpal tunnel, tendonitis, and various and sundry other ailments.
In the next several minutes, we'll hear from Carmela Crone, a worker who has dedicated years of her life to New Era.
My name is Carmela Crone, I work at New Era. I've been there for 14 years in April. I sew the middle pieces into the cap. When they first brought the CWA, when it was first brought to our attention about the CWA, I disputed it. The union officers here can tell you how I verbally stood up and was against it. I fought with people that generally were my friends and actually lost friendships over it because I totally was against it, only because of the mere fact that I really thought that Mr. Cook was totally going to work better with an independent union. So at that point, I was feeling like in order to save my job, the best thing for us was to keep an independent union. Now that I look back, was actually based on fear. Because he did tell us, these were his exact words, being Mr. Cook, if I tell you no to something, what makes you think I'm going to tell them yes? Once I started seeing this become a corporation and not a small family-owned business, I seen how we were being, you know, just stripped, totally stripped, how they wanted to rape us, you know, of everything that we've worked so hard for. We had given a cost of living adjustment. We gave that up for 5 years. Now, mind you, not only did we give that up, I lost money. So now I see this company now becoming this big corporation, and I feel we needed these big guns. We needed this international union to come in and help fight for us. Because I really honestly feel without them right now, we would be working for $6.50 an hour. They would be walking all over us. If you don't feel appreciated, how can you sow with the heart and soul? How can you give so with passion and want to do for them if they keep stomping on you? I totally feel like I don't care about myself anymore. I don't care about my life. I don't care about anything anymore because of what is happening at New Era. I feel like I am not the person I used to be. I used to be full of confidence, full of self-esteem. You know, I loved life. I loved getting up, going to my job, and that's a big part of my day. But all of a sudden, I feel like I don't have that. I can't deal with this anymore. I literally cannot deal with the stress. I cannot deal with how I feel. I am a very happy-go-lucky person. I was a very self-confident person. You know, I don't feel like I have that anymore. I feel like I'm robbed of it because I feel like no matter what I say, no matter what I do, as far as New Era is concerned and my livelihood, it doesn't matter. They don't care. They don't care that I am a person with a voice. They don't care that I'm a person with feeling. They don't care that I'm a person that has a family. I actually feel like they are out for the almighty dollar and the hell with me. They want to slice my throat, suck all the blood out of me so that they can get richer. And I feel it is corporate greed. You know, I feel like they are just taking from me. And they don't realize not only are they taking money if this is what they want, they're taking any self-esteem, any self-confidence that we have.
Jason Kozlowski is CWA Local 14177 secretary. I spoke with him on August 3rd about why the strike was called and how it was going.
My name is Jason Kozlowski, and I'm the Secretary of Communication Workers of America Local 14177. We represent about 377 workers at New Era Cap Company, and since July 16th, we have been out on strike. New Era had put it to us that they felt that their final offer would pass a vote, and so had asked us to put it to a vote, feeling that they'd gone as far as they can go in negotiations, which was not, frankly, not a good offer for the workforce. And we had a vote on that on April 21st, and it was rejected by a vote of 238-10, so it was overwhelmingly rejected. You're looking at demanding concessions nearly across the board. As of June 2nd, they had imposed the contract, New Era did, on us, declaring an impasse. We felt that that was premature and that we had had several other outstanding issues to discuss. July 16th, which was our strike date, was when the wage structure was to go into effect, and it was something which would have impacted our employees with wage losses anywhere from 7 cents to $7 an hour, which was just not acceptable by any stretch. We didn't feel that we should have needed to work 1 minute under that system. I think in our dealings with New Era, we've had to weather a consistent anti-union barrage since we affiliated with New Era 4 years ago. So for people to finally go out on strike was a real release of a lot of people's energies and creativity, and people have maintained a strong and solid and consistent picket line throughout. This is really the conclusion of our third week on strike. Many businesses have refused to cross the picket line in order to cater to the scabs and also to the management and non-union office personnel. A couple, unfortunately, have delivered to New Era, or at least to allowed New Era to come and pick up from them, which has rankled strikers because one restaurant in particular had a commitment not to serve New Era during the course of the strike. And so people have responded by not going to the restaurant. But by and large, the support has been excellent, especially among people who drive by all the time, who are constantly honking their horns. The local people have really supported the strike, and we appreciate it. The people have been absolutely great. A lot of people in the heat have dropped off water, delivered pizzas, dropped off food, come by to walk with us and picket with us and talk. People within the union have made friends among people with whom they'd never had the opportunity to speak while actually working and in the plant, because people are, by and large, just having their nose to the grindstone and working, and to actually have the freedom to walk and to communicate on the picket line in a different and very meaningful way has just been excellent. The AFL-CIO approved of a national boycott of New Era Cap products. New Era Cap Company is a very successful family-owned company based in Derby, New York, which has been there for over 80 years and has had a lot of financial success because of workforces like ours, which are very productive. I'm very proud to have been involved in the effort where people have, I believe, and by people's own admission in the place, done the most meaningful thing they've ever done at New Era, and that's to essentially stand up for themselves and say that they will not accept New Era's union busting. I'm just very proud of the people who have been involved in this strike, and I'm proud to have been a part of it. It's been a very good group effort. And, I believe we're going to be on strike for a while, but that we're capable of weathering this and letting New Era know that their business is going to have to suffer as long as their behavior is just so bad. That's going to extend to colleges, and it's going to extend to more attention on Major League and their Major League Baseball contract and to golf. If this is the way it's going to have to be, then we're very prepared for that. What I think you see is it's just a general attempt on the part of corporate America to just roll rights back, just very basic, decent human rights of workers, of the rights to organize, of the rights to bargain collectively, of the rights with an intangible level, or at least non-economic, of the rights of people to have the time to do some things other than to simply work their heads off, and then to not have the energy to spend the time with family and friends that they otherwise would have. It's just a deprivation of the ability to maintain a meaningful way of life, and as sad as it is here, it's far worse than a lot of these other places, including where companies like New Era do business.
You might want to have a pen handy in a couple minutes. There'll be some contact information for organizations involved in the struggle of CWA Local 14177. The Delegation of United Students Against Sweatshop Affiliates released a report titled Money Made, Workers Forgotten, The Untold Stories of the Global Race to the Bottom in Western New York. In the conclusion, we stated, a sweatshop employer is one that has abused its workers, left them with irreparable injuries, refused to justly compensate them, threatened their union and their livelihood, and in the end, is executing its threat. Every one of the named conditions is common among the sweatshops and the maquiladoras, and everyone is present with these New Era workers here in Western New York. It should be said, however, that the testimonies we've heard this past weekend reflect a community with a deep sense of pride in their work and a tremendous commitment to the well-being of the company they have helped build over the course of generations. Ultimately, we did not see New Era making the same commitment to the well-being of its workforce in return. Essentially, it is our belief that New Era is violating the principles that our universities have set as necessary to retain their production with a manufacturer of collegiate logo apparel. Until New Era can prove that it is respecting workers' rights at its factories in Western New York, Alabama, Bangladesh, and elsewhere, we call on students to make New Era CEO Chris Cook a target of their protests, and for university presidents to reevaluate their relationship with New Era. We, as students at universities that purchase New Era caps, want the company to be a model to our other licensees by raising workplace safety standards, paying a living wage, and honoring workers' freedom of association. To obtain a copy of the report, visit the United Students Against Sweatshops webpage at www.usasnet.org. The Workers' Rights Consortium webpage can be found at www.workersrights.org. Communication Workers of America has a website at www.cwa-union.org. And CWA Local 14177's webpage is located at http://hometown.aol.com/CWA14177local/my-homepage/index.html. Letters of support can be sent to the local at local14177cwa@aol.com. If you'd like to voice your opinion on New Era's treatment of the people providing it with labor and profit, you can call their headquarters at 716-549-0445 or fax them at 716-549-5424. For more information about Open Ear Audio, or to send any comments or suggestions, please email openearaudio@yahoo.com. This program, as well as an hour-long, more in-depth program on CWA Local 14177, can be found at www.radioforall.net. That's www.radioforall.net. Thanks for listening. Here's Joyce Thomas, a member of CWA Local 14177.
My name's Joyce Thomas, and I've been there for almost 14 years. I sew the logo on the front of the hat, the back and the sides. And you glue these hats down on a piece of paper. And then the machine sews the logo on there. I've got carpal tunnel, tendonitis. I tore a muscle in my lower part of my back, and I was also told that I didn't need to go to a doctor. I live with what I have. My hands will swell up. My elbow will hurt now and then, but I live with it because I'm not going through surgery. You know, I've had enough. I don't want no more. There's not enough work coming through. We have to fight with other people in our station. He has to do their money, too. I've always enjoyed working there, and I always have, and I probably always will if we keep it open. Things I would like to see change would be employee management relationship. All I want is a plate. I'm not asking for that silver platter that they want. They eat off of. I don't. I want a paper plate. That's enough for me. You know, I want to make a living for my family. 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 Living